the 29th of December, day 4, the meeting of the Cancer College. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness could not overcome it. John 1, verse 5. There is an old story about a teacher who had 7 students. One day, the students came to him very concerned. "Teacher, teacher, there is too much darkness in the world. How do we make it go away?" The teacher suggested to his students that they might like to try beating the darkness away. So he sent them down into his cellar armed with sticks. After half an hour, the students emerged, defeated. Beating the darkness did not send it away. So the teacher next gave each of the students a broom and suggested they try to sweep the darkness away. That didn't work either. Finally, the teacher gave each of them his own candle and told them to light the candle in the midst of the dark cellar. Reverend Mario used to say that darkness was absolute, but the moment a light, no matter how small, is lit, then the dark room is no longer completely dark. There is no absolute to light. There is always more light that can be created. Once we receive the consciousness of Christ, we become lights in the darkness. And this is the beginning of a journey where we may become greater and stronger lights, a journey which has no ending. On this day, the College of Cancer meets to prepare for the new light which will be placed in the darkness of our world. This new light will be expressed in new impulses of concern, care, and compassion in the world. Those born under the sign of Cancer are particularly open to receiving such impulses on this day. But we can all listen to the voices of the angels, for the Cancer College is also the College of the Angels. Let us pray. God of our heart, open my heart today to the needs of those around me. May I perceive the wounds and injuries of souls, so that love and compassion may flow as balm to those in need. In all the thoughts of my being, may I be a light in the darkness. In the name of Christ, the light of the world, so shall it be.
So shall it be.
Where we may become greater and stronger lights, a journey which has no ending. On this day, the College of Cancer meets to prepare for the new light which will be placed in the darkness of our world. This new light will be expressed in new impulses of concern, care, and compassion in the world. Those born under the sign of Cancer are particularly open to receiving such impulses on this day. But we can all listen to the voices of the angels, for the Cancer College is also the College of the Angels. Let us pray. God of our hearts, open my heart today to the needs of those around me. May I perceive the wounds and injuries of souls, so that love and compassion may flow as balm to those in need. In all the thoughts of my being, may I be a light in the darkness. In the name of Christ, the light of the world, So shall it be.
So shall it be.